Morning Mess, just before 8 o'clock. Let's head up now this morning. This portion of the Morning Mess brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial at Mineral Point. Talking with retirement planning expert and author Michelle Bertram. Michelle helps create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. You go to creatingyourdreamretirement.com or call the office at 608-987-1511. That's what I did. And Michelle Bertram is with us. Michelle, what you got for us?
Yeah, well, I was just reading an article this morning that I thought was interesting, kind of want to share it. And it was about all the money that's sitting kind of in cash or on the sides, like in U.S. Treasuries. I think you could probably put CDs and stuff in there as well. But just in the U.S. or like money market accounts, there's $7 trillion sitting in that. And people feel safe right now to have the money there and maybe comfortable because the gains are over 4%. But taking a little, quick history break, in 2022, and for many years before that, it was less than a tenth of a percent that you were making in those type of accounts. Then, it gradually raised, and now it's, it was the highest point was over 5%. Now, or 5.5%, now it's down to just over 4%. The question, that I keep bringing up, and we talk about this before, is you want to make sure that you can lock in the higher rate potential, the higher rates right now for a longer time. So lots of times people will put it in a CD or something in their 9-month CDs. And that's great for some short-term money and some money you have in cash. But if you have too much in those type of accounts, you're going to hurt yourself for the long-term growth. And I know not everyone wants to put it back in the market. It's in those accounts sometimes because you don't want all the market volatility. You want it protected, but this is the good time to look at what we call green money or the protected growth money. A lot of these products, as you and I have talked before, Scott, are the indexed annuities, where instead of giving you just a fixed rate, while there is an option for a fixed rate, you can also have link the returns to one of the major indexes, make anywhere from 8 to 10% a year on that index, with a 0% on the downside. So it's a way, a lot of times those caps on how much you can make on the upside, it's really dependent on the interest rates when you start a policy for multiple reasons. But one, their money is never going in the index. It is in long-term bonds and things to protect your money. Then they're using options and ways to link the returns. So the interest rates when you start a policy very much determine your growth potential. And so we've been talking about this for the past 2 years, but those caps, the growth potential in those products have been higher in the last couple of years than they had been for 20 years before that. And so if you have money that's in money market or too much in CDs, again, you want to have some. You want to have some cash, some safety net. But if it gets to be too much of your portfolio, and the rates go down, which they should, then your growth potential is also down, and you're not even going to keep up with inflation on where you're making, even on a small, like the normal inflation level. So it'd be a good time to take a look at those things.
Yeah, and so, you talk about it's impossible to market time, but what you're really talking about there, and you've talked about this before, is it's always great to, look at the year end and all that. In terms of the upside of the markets, and there's been upside almost year after year, almost to, except for the pandemic year. But what you say is that, you can really create some money or valuable retirement plan to avoid the downside. And that's what you're talking about, is that there's a zero risk on the downside of any market volatility downward, right?
Right. And a lot of times we use it as kind of a bond alternative, instead of that 60-40, stock/bond, we'll use these products, these index annuities, as a way, as a bond alternative. And if we look historically, they've returned, equal or more than bonds, but without the volatility, because again, you don't have any downside risk. Where in 2022, you saw that the bonds, especially bond funds, had a double-digit loss. And so it's a good way to protect at least a portion of your portfolio from market risk. And what I find that it really does for clients is it helps take a little pressure off, a little stress. It's hard, even if you have a good team managing the risk, as we do, it's still hard to see the volatility of the market go up and down. And so taking some of that out, off of that, so that you're not going to have the ups and downs in that portion of your portfolio really creates a little bit more financial security and less worry in retirement.
Yeah, I don't think many people realize that you can actually come out, you can lose money in bonds. I think that many people don't realize that. They just think that they're a perpetual interest rate device.
Yeah, and you know, and that's the difference too between individual bonds and bond funds, right? I mean, individual bonds have certain guarantees if you hold them for the set period of time, but bond funds lack all of that because they can be sold and traded at any time. And when you sell a bond, if you don't hold it for maturity, you lose the guarantees that you would have if you hold it. There's no liquidity in the bonds, so that's. And we could get into a whole discussion on Bob, but yeah, but that is why you can lose in bonds and why people don't understand that.
Gotcha. All right, there we go. That's retirement planning expert Michelle Bertram. Be sure to connect with Michelle and check out all of her blogs and free resources. The website is creatingyourdreamretirement.com, or you can call her like I just did at 608-987-1511. That's the office. Bertram Financial, Mineral Point, preceding brought to you today and sponsored by Michelle Bertram.